This is a Federal News Network podcast.
Coming up on today's Federal Newscast, the White House is being pressured to name a new cyber executive. A couple of senators have drafted a bill to require federal agency leadership to get up to speed on artificial intelligence. And federal correctional officers continue the fight for COVID-19 hazardous duty pay. Those stories and more in today's Federal Newscast. It's Tuesday, May 16th, 2023. Welcome to today's episode of the Federal Newscast. I'm Peter Masurlian. The White House is feeling new pressure to name a new cyber executive. Federal News Network's Jason Miller tells us how.
Senator Angus King and Congressman Mike Gallagher, the co-chairman of the Cyberspace Solarium Commission, tell President Joe Biden to remove the acting title from Kemba Walden and make her the permanent National Cyber Director. In a letter to the president, King and Gallagher say Walden is a proven, forward-thinking leader. Lawmakers say they're concerned that this three-month-plus delay in nominating a candidate to replace Chris Inglis will hinder the implementation of the National Cyber Strategy. Walden has been acting National Cyber Director since Inglis stepped down in February. Jason Miller, Federal News Network.
Correctional officers at the Bureau of Prisons are taking a hazardous duty pay case to the Supreme Court. They're seeking a reversal of a U.S. Court of Appeals decision which found workplace exposure to COVID-19 did not meet the legal definition of hazardous duty. BOP denied the officers extra pay. The officers argued that close proximity to infected inmates in crowded prisons before vaccines came out was hazardous. Attorney Molly Elkin filed the petition and said officers were literally locked inside with the virus each and every shift. A postal union honors letter carriers for acts of heroism. Federal News Network's Jory Heckman has more.
The National Association of Letter Carriers is honoring about two dozen of its members for going above and beyond in their communities. Awardees pulled a family from a burning home, rescued plane crash survivors, and protected a woman from an attacker by sheltering her in their mail truck. The union is resuming its annual awards ceremony after putting the celebration on hold since the start of the COVID-19 pandemic. Postmaster General Louis DeJoy says the awards show letter carriers serve a vital role in their communities.
I am very proud to say that there are many great heroes at the United States Postal Service.
Jory Heckman, Federal News Network.
A new wearable device in the form of a smartwatch alerts military personnel to signs of illness before any symptoms appear. The Rapid Assessment of Threat Exposure Project, or RATE, puts sensors in a commercial watch and a ring that send data to a program for assessing potential infections. The DoD's Defense Innovation Unit developed the sensor device and improved it during the COVID-19 pandemic. Now the Defense Department plans to expand the use of the RATE device to 4,500 users and improve its ability to detect a variety of infections. About 1,000 employees of the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, or CFPB, are at risk if the Supreme Court agrees with a lower court ruling over how Congress funds the agency. The union representing CFPB employees, the National Treasury Employees Union, filed a brief with the Supreme Court arguing Congress followed the law in how it chose to fund the agency. The lower court ruled last October that lawmakers violated the Constitution when they authorized the Federal Reserve to transfer a limited amount of money to the CFPB for its operations every year instead of requiring the agency to go through the annual appropriation process. The District Office of Virginia Congressman Jerry Connolly was the scene of a violent attack yesterday. Police say a man with a metal baseball bat entered Connolly's office and asked for the congressman by name. Connolly was not in the office. The man proceeded to attack two staff members with the bat. The assailant was taken into custody by Fairfax County Police, and both staffers were taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. The Defense Department gave out $18 million in awards to universities in parts of the country that do not typically get much government research money, including universities in New Mexico and South Dakota. The winners come from two competitions, a research collaboration competition and a capacity building competition, designed to strengthen the basic research infrastructure at institutions of higher education in underutilized states and/or territories. Senators are calling for a federal workforce that is more adept utilizing artificial intelligence. The AI Leadership Training Act would require the Office of Personnel Management to provide an AI training program for federal government supervisors and management officials. The OPM training would cover the risks and ethical implications of AI and would help federal leaders determine if an AI tool is the right fit for their agency. Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee Chairman Gary Peters and Senator Mike Braun are leading the bill. Find these stories and more at federalnewsnetwork.com. For the Federal Newscast of Tuesday, May 16th, 2023, I'm Peter Masurlian.